Armstrong Redwoods became a state natural preserve in 1934. The adjacent Austin Creek Recreation Area was established 30 years later, in 1964. Yet, throughout that time, neither has ever had a general plan to guide their protection and public use. The process for finally doing that planning, possibly as a joint document for both properties, is due to get started after the first of the new year. Patricia Dumont is an environmental coordinator for the California State Parks Department.
The General Plans Unit is currently negotiating a contract. The first meeting probably won't happen for a few months still. If we're lucky, it'll be in the first quarter of next year, more likely second quarter.
That's a slightly longer time frame than Dumont forecasts for completing her draft environmental impact report on the state park proposal to rebuild the failing mile-long water line through Armstrong Grove. Yet it is that project that has renewed interest in and support for the wider planning project from people like Guerneville tree specialist Daryl Sukovitzen.
The state reserve is being overlooked as a unit to be protected. The mass of people that are allowed in and encouraged, it's a cash cow for state parks, filtered through a 501c3 nonprofit, that being Stewards of the Redwoods and Coast. To their credit, their board of directors also has expressed a strong interest in the development of a general plan for the state reserve before any project like this is allowed to continue.
Michelle Luna, executive director of the nonprofit Stewards, says a comprehensive plan for the parklands would help their work, too.
The grove itself is a very unique old-growth forest, so there'll be a lot of issues around protection of that grove. Up in Austin Creek, we have a significant cultural site with Pond Farms as a national historic site. We've got recreational uses in both parks that we want to make sure are compatible with protecting the natural resources and potentially expanding some of those if it's appropriate. So there's a lot of things that are going to be considered in the general plan process.
But underlying all those issues is a single difficult question.
What is the carrying capacity of these parks, especially of Armstrong, being that it's an old growth redwood forest? How many people can we really accommodate in this park in a given year? Right now, there's between 700,000 and 800,000 people that visit here. And then with Austin Creek included, it's pushing 1 million visitors. Is that work for these parks?
Sukovitzen doesn't think so.
More attention must be given to the amount of people trampling the grove, limitations perhaps, and a general plan will help develop a greater understanding of these needs.
He's also skeptical about the state's priorities, based on a 1989 skirmish over plans to charge for parking at the Redwood Grove's entrance.
We stopped a proposal by Parks at that time to charge the same amount of money to park in the outside free historic parking lot as to drive through. So then what would be the impetus to keep the smog emissions outside of this tight canopy grove and let the flora and fauna flourish?
The general planning process involves a series of steps, including at least two public comment periods. It's likely to take 2 years or longer to complete. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.